Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Find The Dungeon Cast anywhere you get podcasts or on YouTube.
Hello, world, and welcome back to Thanks for Coming In. I'm your host, Jillian Clare. How you doing? I watched The Queen's Gambit, and I binged it so quickly because it's so good. If you haven't seen that yet, you should definitely watch it because, oh my god, it's amazing. I love it. It made chess enjoyable. Not that it isn't normally, but like, I don't know. A show about chess doesn't seem too exciting until you start watching it and you're like, oh my god, this is so exciting. I also watched Jingle Jangle, which is a new Netflix movie, and it's incredible. It's an original musical. You should watch it. It's super inspiring and hopeful and kind of exactly what we all need right now, so you should definitely watch that too. I'm currently reading a book called The Secret History, which is by the Goldfinch author Donna Tartt. I love it. It's super old, actually. Well, old as in it came out the year that I was born. Ha! I just called myself old. It's a great book, though. I'm really enjoying it. My best friend Sarah reads so many books, and I just kind of stalk her Goodreads so I can find good things to read because she only reads good things. So yeah, that's what I'm reading. What are you reading? You should let me know. Let me know if I should watch anything, read anything. It's kind of all I'm doing right now. I'm trying to write a little bit, but that's about it. This week on the show, we have Mackenzie Moss. She is my youngest guest ever, and it was wonderful to have her on the show. You may know her from the hit TV show The Unicorn that is on CBS every Thursday night at 9:30. It was very fun to talk to her and kind of a flashback to my childhood years on set as well. So here's my conversation with Mackenzie Moss. Welcome to the show, Mackenzie!
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
Thank you. You are officially my youngest guest ever.
Yay! I broke the record here.
You did. You did. You are so young and you're on a hit series, which is amazing. What got you into acting? Is it something that you popped out of the womb and you were like, I gotta do this?
You know, that's funny. Well, my parents were both slightly in the industry. My dad, you know, he is a director and a writer. So they never really thought of putting me in it, but then I just love the camera, you know, and he did a little like home video and I was like all of it. I found the cameras everywhere. And then my older sister actually wanted to act. So she was like, I wanna do commercials and I wanna audition. So I just like followed her lead and, you know, we both kind of auditioned, and then the first audition I went into, I booked. So it nice. Just kind of happened from there, you know. And it just happened, you know.
It's exciting. I was a child actor as well, and I remember being on set and absolutely loving it as a kid. It's so much fun.
Oh yeah, I have so much. I started when I was maybe 4 years old. I started in my dad's movie when I was like 3. I was in like the ending like credit video. They had like a and then I like loved it, and then they're like, oh yeah, we'll like audition her, whatever, I'll audition. And I had so much fun on my first commercial was Moths for Tots commercial. And it, cute. I didn't have any lines. I mean, I was just kind of improvising, like, they're like stuff that I like, I was just improvising, you know, but I had so much fun. I was like doing cartwheels everywhere. It was like being like in a candy store, I swear. It was like my favorite thing ever.
That's so cute. I remember I did a Pound Puppies commercial. I don't even know if Pound Puppies exist anymore. But I remember doing a Pound Puppies commercial when I was very young as well. And it was just the best. I want to talk to you because I've never had somebody on the show this young. I want to talk to you about doing school on set, because I remember it being such an interesting experience. And I want to know kind of how that is for you growing up.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. So I was never homeschooled actually until I booked the show, because I was usually a movie, I did movies, so I just I stopped doing commercials maybe when I was like 8. I was so over it, like the long hours, but, you know, so we dropped commercials, and then I just auditioned for movies and TV shows, but I only booked movies, so I never had to be homeschooled. My school worked with me that I went to, you know, and I just went for a couple months and back. But when I booked this series, I had to be homeschooled because every school I applied to wouldn't take me because I wouldn't be there at school and they wouldn't work with me. So that's when I resorted to homeschool. And then I've always had a set teacher on set, you know, but this time it's so different because he is my teacher. It's not just like a temporary thing. And then I come back and I have a normal school experience, you know, so this time it's different, but at least I have a couple kids around me. It's not because I've never really worked with kids, which is funny. And I've always worked with dogs or adults.
Dogs or adults. I love it.
So I've done a few dog movies, but adults, and I've always got along with adults, and that's how, I mean, so I got along with them, and then now that I'm working with kids, it's much more of, like, a kid-friendly experience, you know, so I do school, and I kind of have, like, I mean, we have, like, a classroom, and we do school. We're not in the same grade, me and Ruby, and then there's Devin also. He is also doing homeschool. We're all doing homeschool, but we're on different things, you know, so it's not like we could work on stuff together, but it's just so different, because when we're on set, it's like when we have a 20-minute break, like, oh, let's go get a block in, then let's go run a set, then let's go back and forth. So it's definitely different, because I have like two jobs. I have school, and then I have like a job, like
a real job.
A real job that a 14-year-old usually is not doing. So it's definitely different for me than anyone else.
That's interesting that you had been able to be in school while shooting all these movies. You mentioned that you were in some dog films, Pup Star, which is so cute. But it's interesting to me that you were able to stick in regular school for that long, because I remember, I think I was like, well, actually, it must have been around your age when I finally had to switch to homeschool. Now that you are doing homeschool, are you going to try to get through school faster, or are you just going to keep on course?
I think the advantage of doing homeschool is you can get ahead and you could finish early. So then if maybe I would do a movie, hopefully over the summer, I wouldn't have to do, or over like March or anything, I wouldn't have to do school.
Right.
Which is fun for me. but I mean, I'd love to. Usually I'm a few weeks ahead right now. I'm trying to get ahead. I'm not like going to graduate at 16 or anything. Not anything crazy, but hopefully I could finish a few months ahead or a few months ahead of everyone.
Heck yeah. Nice. So tell me about the movies that you did for Netflix, the Pup Star movies, because dogs are the best things on this planet, and it had to have been so much fun working with them.
Oh my gosh. That was the best thing ever for me at my age, too. I think it started when I was like 7 or 8. Maybe I was like 8 or 9. I think I was 9, actually. I was like 9 to like 11 or not. Like, yeah. 7 to like 9 or 10 or something. It was so fun working on that. I had, you know, there were adults and stuff, but the dogs were the best part, because I also got to help, like, train the dogs, too. Like, I did.
Oh, my gosh.
Treat, you know, I learned so much stuff. And I have 3 dogs of my own, and 2 of them were bought because of the movie. Because I want a dog, like, tiny in the movie. I want to get the one exactly like her. And then we did another one, and then we bought another one. It was
oh, no.
So that movie basically made me dog obsessed.
Got you. So your parents are like, you can never work with dogs again because we can't have any more dogs.
Exactly. Yeah. So if I do a dog movie, it leads to a dog of my own, basically.
That's so much fun, though. I love dogs. They're my favorite things on this planet. So I can't imagine working with dogs that much. It must be just fantastic.
Oh my gosh. It was the best experience ever.
It was also, though, a little bit distracting. Like, did you just want to sit there and cuddle the dogs? Because I think I'd just be in the corner cuddling them.
Oh my god, yes. It was like, Mackenzie, we need you for school. You can't be sitting with the dogs all the time, like petting them. It was so fun. Also, like in between shots, the dogs are like, because, I mean, they're trained, but they're also dogs, you know? So yeah, they're not going to sit there for hours. I have to go on their walks and their potty breaks, you know, and all that stuff. But it's like they're always sniffing or sometimes they run across like the set. And it's like, it's so fun. It's like having... They're like a dog of my own because every time I went, because we did four movies, so every wow. time I went back, the dogs recognized my smell, you know. So they were so funny. So it's like having my little dogs of my own. So it was like I was their
be like Christmas morning every day.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so many dogs. Oh my gosh.
So tell me about this show that you're on, The Unicorn, because it's so good, and I feel like it's one of the most grounded sitcoms that I've ever seen, really. It's so heartwarming, and I feel like it's really real, and you're fantastic in it. So tell me about how you got it, what it's like to work with Walton Goggins, and how it is to be on set with so many adults all the time.
Oh, I love it. Well, first, the show is about Walton Goggins. He is Wade. I'm one of his two daughters. He is widowed, and his friends are getting him back into the dating world, and now dating with all the dating apps, and especially at that age with his children also, and a life of his own. So it's about that with the right amount of comedy and heartwarming stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. Also, it's so fun. I have the best cast. I mean, I could never ask for anyone better. It's so fun. I love teaching, especially Rob and Michaela, slang, like teenage slang.
Yeah.
So I call it teenage vocabulary.
Oh God, what kind of slang is that?
Well, I teach them, you know, the TikTok trends. I teach them to TikTok dances. So we do a few TikTok dances together. Post a couple of TikToks, you know. It's me and Michaela love teaching her dances. You know, we record them. We have so much fun. Yeah, so it's fun.
That sounds so fun. I did a show with Rob when I was about your age too, and I can remember him being so funny. It was a very short-lived show called The Winner. We got canceled after 6 episodes or something ridiculous like that. But he was fantastic, and I remember him being so great with the children on the set.
Oh, he's great. He's so great to work with. He's hilarious. His he's so quick to think of funny ad libs at the end of the scene, you know, and he gets everyone laughing. He's so funny.
Mm. What's it, I have to ask, what it's like to, because now that you're in a second season, you've kind of built this family at work. What's it like to grow up in that setting? Because it is such a family setting when you're around these people so much.
Yeah, I think we've gotten so close over the past year that we've known each other. Ever since we were, you know, the first day on set, it already felt like my set home, you know. Mm. Everyone is so great. And Ruby me and Ruby are so close. We're like set sisters. And especially this year, since I'm growing up so quickly at this age, you know, 13, yeah. 15, you know, so on. So it's great growing with everyone, and they're such great humans. It's great to learn from them, you know, at my age, since I'm still growing and stuff, so.
How did you get this role? Because there must have been a long audition process. How involved was it?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it was funny because I was one of the last couple, runs of auditions, because, you know, they audition a group of girls. Then if they don't like any of them, blah, 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 you know, we do another group. So I was one of the last groups that they auditioned. And I was actually sleeping over at my friend's house. And my mom was like, oh, at she had to pick me up early. I had to learn my lines in an hour. I had to get ready and run to my audition. And there's two scenes. Apparently I only rehearsed one. So I walked in, they're like, oh, could you do the other scene? I'm like, what other scene? And
oh, then, no.
Okay, well, I'm not coming back in for that since I forgot the other scene. They really like me, but I forgot one of the scenes. So that's kind of a crucial part of the audition. But then I got called back in, you know, four auditions later. I did the testing, a chemistry read with Ruby, and I booked it. So
wow.
It was a pretty fast process because I auditioned a week before they were shooting.
Oh my gosh, that's so fast.
A week or 2 weeks maybe before. So it was very quick, and I was like, if I don't hear anything in the past 3 days, it's done. So
you're like, well, gotta go.
Yeah, exactly. I know.
That's incredibly quick. Though, I mean, it must have made it a little easier, too, just to know that it was so quick and you're not going to have this long, drawn-out process of wanting to cry.
Exactly. Yes, totally. It's great because I'm not just, like, hearing in a, like, 5 months later. That happens sometimes. It's you get 5 months later, you get a call back, you know?
Yeah.
Just out of the blue. Like, what? It's felt like a year ago since I auditioned for that. But I mean, I heard back in like 2 days, which is great. So very quick.
They must have instantly knew. I've heard that many times when somebody walks into the room and you are the character, they just instantly know.
Yeah. I mean, it happened when I met Ruby. I was like, oh, that's her. Like, there's no one else that could be my sister on the show. It's her. Yeah.
Wow. Tell me about, so you have a new movie coming out next year called Let Us In with Mackenzie Ziegler. Yeah. How was that? Is that kind of a horror-based movie? It kind of sounds thriller-ish.
Yes, it is a sci-fi, and I actually got to work, it was my dad's movie, actually, so I got to work with my dad. And
fun.
Helped produce a little bit, which was so fun.
Nice.
So I got to really see, it was such a good learning experience for me. Because I got to see the behind the scenes and the casting, and I could really see what goes on behind it. Because I just see it from, you know, the outside, and I just audition, and then I don't hear back, but I get to see what happens in between. And I was there for some of the auditions and or some of the callbacks or whatever. So it was so fun doing that. And also being on set, that was the first time I actually shot with kids my age. You know, dogs are adults. So that was my first thing before the unicorn, or I think it was in between the pilot and the first season. So it was really fun shooting with the girls. Kenzie, Sienna, Seneca, all of those girls are so great to work with. I had such a good time with them on set. It was so nice, so fun.
Aww. You worked with it with your dad, which is so fun. I work with my mom a lot. How has that changed your relationship, or has it helped you guys become closer? How was it working with him?
Yeah, I think I've worked with him a couple times when I was like little, and then now this is when I was in almost every scene. So we, you know, it was professional, obviously, you know, and I'm like dad at home, director on set, but it was fun because I know what, you know, this type of acting he likes and that stuff. So, and like, I personally know him, so it was easy for me to like gauge like my performance, and it's good to know what he wants and stuff like that. So
that's exciting. Do you think that you guys will work together again?
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know what other movies he has planned. I literally don't know anything about his project. I just know like maybe a month before he shoots them. So I don't know. I mean, if I'm hopefully still working on the show for a couple more years, you know, I think I'll just be focused on this. So.
Yeah. So you talked about working behind the camera, too. Is that somewhere that you'd like to explore more as you get older, is working behind the camera and maybe even directing yourself one day?
Yes, I think that would be so fun. I would love to be a director or a producer, maybe a writer. That would seem so fun. I've always been so interested in it. And ever since I was little, I've always like sat on the little camera operator chair, and I've like, you know, the camera and the camera angles, and it's always just been so fun to, you know, be a part of the process of it.
Yeah.
Instead of just executing, you know, the writing and stuff. So I think it would be so fun to direct.
Yeah. You should.
For other people. I don't know. I've always been a type of director girl, you know, so I've always thought from a director's like point of view sometimes.
Right.
Because it's when you're auditioning, it's good to think of everyone's point of view instead of just yourself. Mm-hmm. So I think that'll be fun.
That would be super exciting. We need more women filmmakers, so you should definitely do it.
Yes.
So on this show, I like to have actors tell me stories of funny auditions or bad auditions or something that they almost got that they didn't. Do you have a story that you'd like to share with everyone?
Yes. Okay. I have, I don't think it was that funny. It was definitely a memorable audition.
Ah!
So,
okay.
Well, yeah, so I audition, well, I was in Steve Jobs, so when it got down to the final, like, there's maybe five auditions, and it was, like, the fourth one, I think I was, like, 9 or 10, and I had the flu. I had, like, 102 fever.
Oh, gosh.
So I felt like I was literally, I was green, like, I was so sick. And they're like, oh, we want a director-writer session, you to come in, like, tomorrow. And I was sick. So I went on the ride there. I was, like, sprawled out on the back of the car, laying down with a bucket. Like a
car. Oh, gosh.
And then I walked in. They made me do it, like, 5 times. I was like, oh, God, I'm going to throw up all over you. They made me do this one more time. And then I was like, oh, I'm not going to get it. Obviously, I was, like, sick. I sounded sick. I looked sick. I was literally looked like I was going to throw up. I was just focused on not throwing up instead of my lines. I was like, oh, I totally blew it. And then, I mean, the next week we heard that I got it. So
amazing.
Good luck. No, I'm joking.
Yeah, just get really, really sick before an audition that you really want.
For sure. Yeah, that'll definitely get the part. Yeah.
Oh, God. It's good that you didn't hurl on all of them.
Oh, my gosh. That would have been a nightmare. That would have been a horror. That would have made it even worse.
Honestly, it probably would have been hysterical.
Even more memorable, that's for sure.
I love that. But you ended up booking it, which is great.
Yes. Thankfully.
How was working on that movie? Because that was a really great little movie.
Oh, my gosh. That was so fun. It was definitely a different process. We had, I think, 2 months or 3 months of rehearsal before we shot. So it was just a room of me and the actors. And it was so fun. It was, I haven't done that before, and I was so young.
Yeah.
A big movie like that. So it was really fun doing that. I learned so many acting lessons from that set. It was so fun. I had fun. It was shot in San Francisco, so I had fun exploring San Francisco, looking all of, you know, the Golden Gate Bridge, looking all of that stuff. It was so fun. It was like a trip and working all in one. It didn't really feel like working to me, though, because I was so young. It was just felt like playtime, you know, so fun.
Right. It's interesting that they made you do rehearsals like that. It's kind of like rehearsing a play.
Yes, it definitely was a play. And then there were a couple shots where it was just one long take, so they really needed to rehearse that, but they just wanted to make sure everything was perfect, especially the director is very – he knew what he wanted, you know, with that type of stuff. So it was definitely quite the experience.
Wow. Well, I am very excited to see what you do next, where your career goes. I think you have a great career ahead of you, and I think it's going to be an awesome, awesome, awesome thing to watch. Where can people follow you on social media?
Ooh, follow me at Mackenzie Moss. Moss on Instagram and Twitter. I think it's Mackenzie_Moss or it's Mackenzie Moss something. I don't really know. Instagram is usually where I post most, you know, follow me there. I'll post some stuff. So.
Awesome. Thank you so much for coming on the show. Everybody should watch The Unicorn Thursdays at 9:30 on CBS. And hopefully we'll have you back when you're a little bit older and have more stories.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thanks again to Mackenzie for coming on the show. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to it now. Go ahead and give us some stars. Tell your friends. Tell your family. Tell somebody else. And tune in next week. I think I know who's going to be on, but I'm not going to say it on here just in case it's not the person who's going to be on. So, we'll see you then. And as always, thanks for coming in.
Hey there, it's Rachel Ballinger, and I am extremely excited to invite you to Rachel Uncensored. It's my podcast where I sit down and get real with my friends and celebrity guests, where we talk about all sorts of topics. And sometimes we might be under the influence when we do so. We cover things from personal stories to hot button issues. And it's the only place on the internet you can find an uncensored version of me. It's a side of me that you might not have seen before because it's not the most family or brand friendly. But don't worry, I'm still sort of slightly a decent human being. If you're intrigued, then make sure you check it out. New episodes drop every Wednesday. You can find it on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss out on the fun and candid conversations we have here on Rachel Uncensored.